thought piece about conflict resolution. If you run your own business, or even just in any position where you're client-facing and you're dealing with clients, I'm sure you will hear the phrase bandied around time and time again of we need to set and manage expectations. To me, it seems like a phrase that's being used on a daily or weekly basis, not necessarily by me, but by everyone around me. And of course, there's nothing wrong with the sentiment, exactly what it is, setting and managing expectations. But if you work in the digital arena, managing expectations is one hell of a difficult job. As an agency, we've provided services from posters to leaflets to complex catalogues even. But nothing is more difficult to manage than web development projects. The general perception of clients, everything is easy. They see all these amazing features on Amazon, on any other website that they're using. They see the power of Google and they want it on their own website. This is brilliant. This is laudable. This is all well and good. For this reason, we moved our technology platform to Drupal and spent a great deal of time, energy and effort reskilling and removing ourselves to a platform that would enable us to react a lot quicker to our customers' demands. But things are getting quicker and the demands just keep on coming. And the central point of what I'm thinking about on just sort of letting this all go is more and more I see agencies and people like us utilizing various different online project management tools or lots of other ways that still evolve around written communication. The email or e-file is still at the center of most communication between agencies and clients. Or if, like us, you're trying to corral all of your communication into one place, you may well use something like Huddle or Basecamp, as we do. Which is all well and good, until things go smelly. As soon as things go smelly, a lot of people still entrench into emails, and I'll use the word entrench several times, I'm sure, in this next little part. Email writing. I think I've talked before about how you shouldn't take a tone from an email, but boy, you can. And the difficulty is, if someone writes an email, you feel compelled to respond to it. If someone writes an email with 24 individual points, which when you really look at it is 3 points repeated over and over again in a different guise, you know that if you can stop, breathe and think, you can see clearly the patterns. You know that there's only two or three major issues here and they can be dealt with. And I've just realised in the last, I don't know how, it's just crept up, that I use more written communication now than I've ever done before. A lot. I know I am because I'm literally getting aching fingers at the end of a day. I'm using way more written communication, and there's a couple of instances recently where I've really taken the time to try and put a very thoughtful reply to a thorny email and a thorny issue. The trouble is, I don't think, however careful you do, my concern is that I'm spending a lot of time and energy trying to write the perfect reply. And what I'm really doing is winning the argument. Or I'm trying to win the argument. But to win the argument is not to win. So this is just a thought piece. I'm just kind of dumping it down as I go. And I'm really starting to think clearly along these lines. You can either carry on doing what you're doing with written communication, and you may feel a moment's vindication when you know you've nailed that point and you know right is on your side. But I just ask you, have you won or have you just won the argument? If it's the latter, then unfortunately, I don't think you've won anything.